2-3-7.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the show. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. In the studio tonight, it's me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And we're glad to be with you. Free Talk Live is an open phone show. That means you can call in about anything that's on your mind. Unlike other talk radio shows, well, we're live on Sunday night. That's an unusual thing for a talk radio show.
It is indeed.
But even more special and distinguishing is the fact that you can bring up anything that's on your mind. And the number to do that is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE, the word free. And freetalklive.com, our website, in case you want to join us online. And, you know, gentlemen, I wanted to start off the show this evening by talking about a very unusual citizen's arrest. This is a cop has been arrested by a motorist because the cop was driving drunk. So a little bit of role reversal here. This sounds very interesting to me.
Indeed it does.
But, you know, this is a show, you know, where we take your calls about anything. So I think we'll start off by going straight to the phones. Let's talk first to Logan, listening in California. Logan? Logan?
What?
Hi, Logan. You're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yeah.
How old are you, Logan?
about 7.
Okay. Welcome to the show.
What's on your mind?
As I said, It was two games and then thing that my dad built.
Your dad built two games?
No, he didn't build two games.
Okay, tell me more.
Well, should we start off with the games or?
Yes, tell me about these games.
Yeah, let's go with the games. I love games, Logan.
Okay, so the first game is pretty insane. I mean, seriously, there's, like, all flashing lights and colors and everything. I mean, that thing can just give you a seizure.
It can give you a seizure.
Like Pokemon or Zelda? Yeah.
Very similar experience. And I hear that your dad is there with you, too. Is that right?
He's listening right now.
Uh-huh. And did he have anything he wanted to bring up on the show?
No, really.
Not really. Yeah, you're in control tonight. You got the phone. So what about the second game? Tell me about the second game.
The second game is called Minecraft.
Uh-huh. How do you play that?
Basically you can build anything.
Mhm.
And you got to watch out for the creepers, right, Logan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see.
Because if anybody didn't really hear about Minecraft, then Minecraft is a pretty cool game.
Well, watch out for the creepers. I really like that advice. And Logan, thank you for calling in tonight to share that with us. Appreciate your thoughts. Solid, you know. What more can I say? We've also got Andy on the line. He's listening in Toronto to LRN.FM. Andy, are you with us?
I am.
Hey, welcome to Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Thank you. Last week, you guys had a caller in from Toronto asking for advice on buying Bitcoins in Toronto and in Canada in general.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought Bitcoin through Canadian Bitcoin, and it's much easier than what you guys had mentioned. So there are some options out there that are anonymous, and it involves just going to your bank and making a bank payment to an account for the company in Ottawa.
Mm-hmm.
Once it gets into their account, they just send it right to your wallet. It takes about half an hour.
Oh, wow. Sounds kind of like BitInstant, right, except it's Canadian.
Yeah, it's very similar to that, and it's available at one of our big five banks, which is TD Bank, and it's available in Gulf Road, Canada.
And what's the name of the website?
It's called Canadian Bitcoin.
Canadian Bitcoin.
Yeah. All right.
And I've used them for purchases of up to $10,000 in Bit for Bitcoin, and it's worked great.
Is TD the only bank that allows for it?
Yeah, it's a bill payment system.
Okay.
So they're registered as a company through TD Bank.
Okay, gotcha.
And all you do is look at, you're paying a bill. And it's completely anonymous. You don't even need an account at TD. You just go in with the cash.
Right.
You say, I want to pay to this account. You put a certain amount of cents on it so that they know which transaction to relate it to. So if they tell you put like 25 cents on your payment, You'll pay $1,000.25, and then they'll relate that 25 cents to your account. They know that that's you, and then they ship it to the address. And I've done it multiple times. It's been great. It's easy. They've got a telephone number. You can call and speak to someone directly, and it's been quite easy. And that's the best thing that I've found here. There's also, we have the Canadian Virtual Exchange, too, which is just like Mt. Gox. So that's another easy way to buy and sell in Canada.
But that's how long has it been around for? Do you know?
I know it's been around a few months. I purchased a few months ago, and I know it's been around longer than that. I started up the Toronto Bitcoin meetup group.
Good job, right?
And just through our meetups there, people have suggested that that's the best way to do it. And it's worked great for me. So.
Wow, I'm glad to hear it.
I just Googled Canadian Bitcoin, and it came up with CanadianBitcoins.com, and then it came up with the Toronto Bitcoin Exchange as the second result.
Yeah, so if you go to Canadian Bitcoin, right on the front, it just says how much you want to buy. You put it in. They send you an email. The email tells you the instructions of the account that you've built. You have to pay. You take it to the bank, make a payment. It gets in your wallet half hour later.
Wow, that's
handy. That's been pretty simple, yeah.
Cool. Andy, anything else to add?
No, I think that's it. Looking forward to seeing you guys all at the Liberty Forum. It'll be my first time up there. And there's a couple of us coming up. We were able to book a hotel. We got it a while ago, so we're good with that. And maybe even look for some people to that need to crash with us. So
yeah, they could pay you in Bitcoins.
Right on.
They could pay you in Bitcoins for their share of the hotel room.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Cool. All right, Andy, thanks for calling. Look forward to meeting you at the Liberty Forum. That'll be cool.
Yeah, Bitcoin's all around the world. It's really happening.
Yeah.
I was just talking to a friend tonight about them, and, you know, I admit to being extraordinarily zealotously evangelical.
By the way, what is Bitcoin for someone who's just tuning in and has no idea?
An online, peer-to-peer, open source currency for the internet. It's like cash for the internet. It allows you to send and receive money without having to pay any fees
and without chargebacks. Right?
Yeah, right. As a online business, you don't have to worry about fraud or chargebacks when it comes to bitcoins because it's just not possible like it is with credit cards. It also gives the individual complete control of their money, which if you keep your money in a bank, you don't have complete control of your money. The bank does.
Yeah,
exactly.
We've found out the hard way, some of us.
Yeah.
And if you go to weusecoins.com, you can watch a short video about bitcoins. Right.
That's right.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I mean, they really are transcending borders, making commerce possible all over the world and kind of just circumventing these really heavy state apparati that would love to regulate all your cash and keep their fist on it as much as, you know, you would want to get your hands on it,
yeah,
right?
Just a couple of websites to mention if you want to get bitcoins and you're in the United States or, frankly, a bunch of other countries around the world, I guess not Canada, bitinstant.com is the place to do that if you want to get bitcoins. If you have a business and you want to accept bitcoins, bitpay.com is the way to do that because they'll instantly convert the bitcoins into cash and deposit it right in your account. It's cheaper than a credit card, no chance of fraud or chargeback, so it's a great deal. Bitpay.com.
Yeah, sounds great. You know, I forgot to mention, gentlemen, at the beginning of the show, this week there has been a change in Free Talk Live, a little upgrade in the technology that allows you to get in touch with the show. We are experimenting with Skype. Skype is a, you know, online phone program, sort of.
And Stephanie's the experimental sort.
I'm a scientist. I love to experiment. So please, if you would like to try out our Skype line, feel welcome to call lrn.fm. That is our Skype name, Skype ID that you can use to get in touch with us. This will be the first time I've, you know, ran it from a sort of behind the scenes perspective, so please be patient with me if I hang up on you by accident. And of course, our phone line is 855-450-FREE. Okay, I've got a story here from Needorama. I love the name of that website. And this is about a motorist who has arrested a police officer. This is a citizen's arrest. And normally when I hear about these things, they do not go well.
No, generally it goes very, very poorly. Citizen's arrests are hard enough in and of, I don't think they really exist anymore.
Yeah.
But when you start, say, you know, finding a police officer who's done something wrong,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you're quite possibly going to get shot.
Yeah, because they don't really have any incentive to provide quality customer service, right? And it's sort of like who watches the watchers? People are familiar with that expression, right? If a cop is speeding, if a cop is driving drunk, well, who's gonna catch them, right? Is it going to be their fellow police? Usually not, because they have relationships with each other. They work together. So we'll find out about this in a moment. I will say that it happened in South Africa, so maybe a little bit of a different venue than we might be thinking of. 855 450 450-FREE is our number here on Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition. 855-450-FREE. There's more coming up. Stay tuned.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Life. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Life. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features. And corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from others' ingenuity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. It's the live Sunday night edition. Here in the studio tonight, it's me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
Yeah, welcome to our show. If you want to call us, you can bring up anything that's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That is 855-450-FREE. And our Skype ID, lrn.fm, if you want to try something new and call us on Skype. You can always send us a contact request in case you want to be connected with us on Skype, and then maybe at some point later you can call in.
Yeah, that's the best way to do it, because I guess we can't. Can we take calls if they're not a contact?
There's a setting in Skype where you can take calls if they are not connected with you as a contact, but
we're not doing
I'm
that
not
because
sure.
We need to be able to communicate with the caller before they go on, right?
Right,
okay.
Right.
So we need a contact.
I think there's only, so with Skype, it's only possible to take one call at a time.
That's
unless
right.
We want to conference two people in together, so maybe that would require.
Someone will let us pay to do otherwise, but for now, we're taking one call at a time.
Right. So one more time, lrn.fm, our Skype ID, and 855-450-FREE, our phone number. We welcome your calls. We were just about to get into this article here from Nito Rama about a South African motorist who has arrested, not only arrested, but locked in his own police van, a police officer who was driving drunk. You gentlemen want to hear about this?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
So Russell George was driving in Prestbury, South Africa, when he noticed a police van swerving. The officer would come to a stop and then start off again, leading George to believe that the driver was drunk. George decided it would be best to call 10111. I guess that's like
their version
of 911. Yeah. He was told the police would be there shortly. After 5 minutes, though, nobody had arrived, so he says he jumped out of his car and approached the driver's side and asked the driver to come out. He looked at me, says George, and I could smell that he had been drinking. I asked him again, and he refused. Then I grabbed the keys, pulled him out, and locked him in the back of his own van, George said.
He must have been lit.
He added that the police
van... can you imagine somebody trying to pull you out of... Brian, somebody pulling you out of a vehicle.
Yeah, trying to pull me.
Right, and then to lock you in the back of a van. I mean, I just can't see one man being able to do that. Without just bludgeoning me within an inch of my life, I can't see you being able to do that.
Yeah, I mean, this guy must have been really
wasted.
Yeah.
He added that the police van was badly damaged as if it had been involved in an accident.
Yeah.
So, yeah, by all indications, this was a...
I imagine anybody who got into an accident with that van and drove away felt like they got away with something. You know, I mean,
yeah.
Like, I don't care what happened. A cop just hit me and I'm able to walk away. I'm fine, you know.
The inebriated police officer was arrested and his firearm was taken away. Now, seriously, I mean, there are lots of people out there in society who are calling for all kinds of measures of gun control and saying, oh, my gosh, it's so dangerous for people to have guns. You know, think about what could happen. They're not in control of themselves. They don't know how to use them safely. And what if they're drunk in the bar and they have a firearm? Well, this was a cop who was stinking drunk with his firearm. He's lucky that nothing happened. I'm really glad he didn't decide to fire that weapon.
Yeah, I mean, right off the bat, I hope... I mean, this is not advice for anybody to do. You know, this is not advice for anyone to repeat this, because I can only imagine what it'd be like to try and take a gun from a sober or even just slightly inebriated police officer. I mean, that's...
Yeah, that could be a really scary situation.
Yeah, because then he could instantly say, I was acting in self-defense. He tried to disarm me. You know, I mean...
Or, you know, what if the person who starts brandishing it and does not agree that they are too inebriated to be possessing a firearm?
If I was in the condition, and I have probably been in this condition a couple of times, in my life, I've been alive 42 years, to drive like this. And I've never been behind the wheel in this condition, but I've been in this condition, and I think that I would probably operate a motor vehicle. If I were drunk enough to operate a motor vehicle like this guy's operating a motor vehicle, I can't even imagine, like, if the idea got into my head, oh, I've got a gun. You know, like, this guy's stopping and starting and swerving into the middle of the road, just driving completely erratically, and he's got a gun? Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, my God is right. Really scary. The next sentence says there had been a report earlier that same evening of the same cop pulling a gun on his girlfriend at a nightclub.
Wow. It's a bad night. Okay.
Yeah. And a motor vehicle collision in which witnesses reported a police van that had left the scene, and the unnamed officer did not deny being drunk. So that's, there you go.
Oh boy.
There have been stories in the U.S. of police who have literally been drunk driving police vehicles and ran over like four different people's cars, and there was one who was drunk and I remember reading the story about there was a car full of four trans women, right? So transgendered, male to female.
All right.
And they, I don't know, there was a cop that was in a CVS, and he started to, you know, make some advances at them, and then realized that they were trans women instead of born female, and then became upset, was also drunk, and was pointing a gun and apparently shot, you know, tried to shoot through their car or something like that.
Oh, dear.
And, you know, nobody arrested this cop, right, in the U.S.
Really?
I think there'd be people afraid to do anything about it in a situation like that where you have a drunk, violent individual, right? And what do you do is except get out of there, right? That would be the only thing I would want to do is just try to get out as far as away as I could possibly go.
Well, at that point, you're talking about the King's Men. And,
yeah.
You know, it's like what was the movie? Braveheart. You know, in the very beginning where the King's Men come to the village and then they...
Oh, they declare prima nocta so they could...
Right, but this was... The King's Men, that was what the lord of the area was able to do. But the King's Men were able to do whatever they want. You know, they took this gal behind the shed, and I think they were going to do something to her, and I think she bit him and got away or something like that in the story.
Right.
And, you know, so this is the terrible, terrible thing to do, which
sure.
is to enact violence on the King's Men. It doesn't matter what they were doing. It doesn't matter that a rape was going on. She bit them. Somebody's going to die. Like, this is how the whole story is based on basically this one situation. And
at what, you know... In that kind of situation where somebody has, there's a huge power dynamic, a huge power imbalance, and there's a group of people that has essentially free rein. They're not going to be held accountable. They can do whatever they want and get away with it, essentially. You know, what is the difference between, you know, essentially organized crime,
right.
a gang of thugs?
They both think they're above the law.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I mean, inebriation didn't bring on this officer's, you know, feeling that he could do whatever he wanted. That came from, you know, the badge. It came from the cultural.
At least it was in there somewhere.
Yeah,
right?
It's in there
and
somewhere. Yeah.
When people drink alcohol, they become uninhibited, right? Their judgment, their decision-making abilities are impaired. Their impulse control kind of goes by the wayside,
sure.
right? And so what's in there, what's kind of buried deep within your personality that you might be suppressing because of polite social behavior or because you don't want to hurt other people can come out, you know. And it's when somebody has an episode like this when they get drunk, you know, it indicates to me that there's some serious things going on beneath the surface.
Yeah, I would think that most people would agree that, you know, that the police are, you know, held to a different standard, and that standard, you know, people will often give them the benefit of the doubt in even the most bizarre situations. I like it when a police officer says, you know, I've got to uphold what the badge says. You know, like they have this level of honor about them, and I love it when they say that. But I think that at the same time, for every one of those that there is, there's probably at least another one that says, you know what, I got the badge and I can do what I want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Indeed. 855-450-FREE is our number, 855-450-FREE. Tell us if you've ever made a citizen's arrest and how did that go for you, or have you ever come close? It's Free Talk Live.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. It's the live Sunday night edition. And here with you, it's Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
You can call us and bring up anything that's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. That is 855-450-FREE. And our Skype, you can Skype us at lrn.fm. lrn.fm, of course, the project, sort of a pet project, I guess, what do you call it when someone is in a band and then they form a...
Side project.
Side project, right, of Ian, who's on Free Talk Live the rest of the six nights of the week, because, of course, Free Talk Live is a daily show, but lrn.fm is sort of a internet and terrestrial radio network that's pre-programmed with 24/7 liberty-oriented content. So
that's right.
If that interests you, you can check it out at lrn.fm, and it's also the name of our Skype ID, so if you want to call us on Skype, lrn.fm as well. So, and one more thing. Last segment, we talked about, an article that I'd found about a man who arrested a drunk driving police officer. And if you want to read that story for yourself, or if you just want to, you know, kind of see what's being talked about on Free Talk Live, because we do try to update these things, head over to news.freetalklive.com. There you're going to find links to Free Talk Live's Facebook page and Twitter account. You can follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook. If you want to make sure you get notifications about Free Talk Live on Facebook, you can hover over the like button and click get notifications, so it'll let you know when we post something.
Oh.
But that's a great way to keep up with what's being discussed on Free Talk Live, even if you're not able to listen in. Maybe it'll get you excited about listening to the podcast the next day, or about listening another time. Or you just want to interact with other listeners. That's a great way to do so.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com carries the name brands that you want at the lowest prices on ammunition, knives, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, optics, firearm accessories, archery, air guns, holsters, water purification, tents, apparel, and boating equipment, and much more. ManVentureOutpost.com. They're family-owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. They've got the lowest prices. Go there, check it out for yourself. It's ManVentureOutpost.com.
All right. Thanks, Mark. We had a story that we wanted to get into about a five-year-old who was arrested for wearing the wrong color shoes.
The wrong color shoes.
I found this unbelievable. I'd love to know more.
I think everybody has. This is from news.yahoo.com. And it's, posted by, in conjunction with some organization called TakePart.com.
Mm-hmm.
And it says here, in Mississippi, if kindergartners violate the dress code or act out in class, they may end up in the back of a police car. A story about one five-year-old particularly stands out. The little boy was required to wear black shoes to school. Because he didn't have black shoes, his mom used a marker to cover up his white and red sneakers. A bit of red and white was still noticeable, so the child was taken home by the police. The child was escorted out of school, so he and his mother would be taught a lesson.
Taught a lesson.
Yeah. Ridiculous, perhaps. I did check the date to see if this was posted on April 1st, and apparently it was not.
I feel bad for him. I mean, you know, what's the worst that's going to happen if his shoes don't exactly match everybody else's, really?
I mean, this is terrible. I mean, what does this teach the child about police?
That's really scary when somebody who's like at least twice or maybe three times your size is forcibly extracting you from the place where you are and you don't understand what's going on and must be really scary.
I feel for law enforcement in this circumstance too, that they have to be involved in this. I mean, this has got to make them feel very, very bad about doing their job.
Well, they don't have to. That's the thing.
They have to quit.
Someone somewhere in this should have stood up and said, "This is insane.
This is insane."
Yeah, I mean, we're not the fashion police. Yeah, I mean, that should have been said. I mean, things like that.
If the police would have just told the teacher or the principal or whatever, this looks like your problem. We'll see you. We got speeders to go catch or whatever. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, this poor mother, you know, I assume she didn't have the money to buy black shoes. So this says you're bad and wrong because you're poor. I mean, this is just there's a whole bunch of what the F going on in this story.
Yeah. I think that point is important to bring up, though, because they don't have to do this. They don't have to just say, oh, well, just following orders. I have no responsibility for this. People who work in these fields can question whether this is something that fulfills them in their careers. This is something that they feel comfortable doing, that they, you know, they enjoy doing. They think they're furthering justice. And if the answer is no, maybe it's time to think about a different career.
Well, I think that these people could have just stood up, like Brian said, and just said, no, I'm not going to do this.
Yeah, I don't think anything really would have happened to them. Because they do have discretion.
Yeah, well, they don't really have that much discretion if they're sent there to do something about it. But, you know, I think that they could have just as easily said, hey, Sarge, we were told, you know, that this was about some kid who's, you know, was supposed to have the wrong color shoes or something like that. I felt bad for the kid. There's no way I'm taking it.
If I was a teacher, I'd go out and buy shoes for the poor kid.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? Hey, what, $20? Come on.
Yeah, clearly there's some...
Walmart's $10.
Stuff that he needs, right?
Yeah.
Like he doesn't have the money to get shoes, right? Give him a break.
Instead, call the cops.
He had shoes. They just had this silly little rule about what color they had to be.
But, I mean, I would have bought I would have just bought proper colored ones.
You know, gentlemen, we have a Skype call coming in. I'm going to test this out. Hopefully this person can hear me. I think Steve is on the line. And, Steve, I'm going to bring you on. Can you hear me?
Absolutely.
Oh, you sound great. All right, well, that worked better than I expected. So what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to call to make sure that the Skype is working. It sounds great that you're doing this. I think the quality of Skype is really very outstanding.
It is.
I agree. Yeah,
it almost sounds like you're here.
Yeah.
It's impressive.
Okay,
great.
You could be in the studio with us.
Great, but a wonderful show. We are now picking you up down in Massachusetts here in Gardner.
Oh, thank you so much.
That's right. I was Ian asked me to do this, and I had it on my little reminder, and I hadn't gotten to it. The fact is that we're now on in Gardner, Mass. Is it? What's the call letters, Steve?
WGAW.
WGAW is what I had here. I didn't want to get it wrong if somebody
Steve
knows better than I am.
He has a great radio voice, too. I just noticed that when you said WGAW.
Yeah. And it's North Central Massachusetts, and a lot of people are interested in your program. That's why everybody's talking about this. And I guess we're right on the border of New Hampshire, too. So some of our people live in Winchington and Ashburnham, and they go to Ringe and Fitzwilliam and Jaffrey area.
Right.
Now, what's the dial position for WGAW?
1340.
Ah, very good.
And Steve, did you have any comments on any of the stories that we were discussing?
Well, I would think that with the police, I've had very good experience with local police. As long as they know you, that's one of the things. And I think that is, they've been very helpful in many, many different things in the different locations I've been. Now, there are people who do take advantage, some police departments, like in New Orleans. I guess they have a big, big problem down there with a lot of corruption and things like that. But from my experience and having police officers in my family, on and off since my great-grandfather, actually. They've been very, very good, civically minded, and very good people.
I'm glad to know that you had a good experience, and I have to
Me
say
too.
I think I could really see that a lot of conflicts between police and people, like there's a lot of I guess, us versus them imagery involved, right? When it's like they see somebody and they think, ooh, this person isn't like me. They're a criminal or they're whatever.
Right.
They're a bad guy. Then it's like they kind of close in. But if they feel comfortable with somebody, they're much more likely to provide that quality service that I think people are looking for when they think about the phrase, like, protect and serve, right? And so I do think the us versus them imagery can be a big factor in those
and
bad
there
experiences.
Are, yeah, there are knuckleheads out there, and I would say 1% of the cops could possibly be bad. Certain other areas, like I said, New Orleans is a very, very difficult problem down there. But otherwise, it's pretty good.
All right, Steve. Well, thanks for your comments tonight. Coming up on the end of the segment, but we're glad to have you on board, and thank you for calling.
Thanks,
this is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE is our phone number, or our Skype, lrn.fm. More coming up on Free Talk Live. We'll talk a little bit more about this wrong shoes story as well.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck, because Amarin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss in women over 40 with no big change in lifestyle. Amarin restores hormonal imbalance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-525-2563. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night show with Stephanie
and Brian
and Mark.
We're glad to be with you tonight. You can call us at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-FREE, and bring up anything that's on your mind. We just had a Skype call in the last segment here from Steve, actually. And if you want to call us on Skype, add lrn.fm as a contact. I've been accepting contact requests tonight, so looks like some people are listening and wanting to use Skype. I'm really happy to hear that because I like the sound quality. So lrn.fm on Skype and 855-450-FREE on the phones. Mark, let's get right back into this story that we were talking about. A boy has been, a five-year-old boy has been arrested, apparently, you know, stemming from the fact that
arrested isn't the right term. He was taken home by the police.
That sounds like an arrest to me.
I don't think it was an arrest. Arrest is a legal term that has consequences. But
they even said that the purpose of this was to shame him, right? To make an example out of him and his mother.
That's from the story. The child was escorted out of school, so he and his mother would be taught a lesson. This is from news.yahoo.com. Ridiculous, perhaps, but incidents such as this are happening across Mississippi. A new report, Handcuffs on Success, the Extreme School Discipline Crisis in Mississippi Public Schools, exposes just how bad it's become. And it's almost as bad in Texas, by the way.
I've seen a lot of exposés recently talking about how many arrests there are in schools, and in some cases it's multiple ones a day. There are multiple students being kind of like dragged out of classrooms in handcuffs for things like, you know, making noises in class and not paying attention, just things that you probably wouldn't think of as
the things that school officials could deal with a decade ago or three decades ago. Somehow or another, the school officials today can't.
Yeah, and apparently,
I don't know, I'm not going to call that ineptitude, but that's what it, I don't know, it kind of sounds like that.
Yeah, to me it sounds like an escalation of just violence or an escalation in general of the situation, right?
Poor leadership is what this is.
But I feel like, schools are increasingly becoming a less, by the teachers anyway, by
sure,
the staff,
yeah,
are becoming a less violent place. And I don't think these teachers have been given or explained the tools that they can use to put in place of hitting kids with rulers or whatever the case may be. And so I think, in their lack of knowledge, they're calling the police.
Well, I was never struck by a teacher for anything, and I went to school, I graduated in 1989, and it's been decades
since I was
in a public school.
But we're talking about the same areas where they can't use red markers anymore, where they, to mark off tests and things like that. And I wonder if they don't know, if a lot of the school faculty just doesn't know how to handle these situations without using...
Yeah. So you're saying that they're not by law allowed to use this corporal physical punishment, and
physical
so they
or
can't
even
think
some
of...
some degree of mental shaming, like that they can't enact anymore.
What?
But...
Okay, so that brings up the question for me, which is really important: of why does there have to be any shaming involved at all?
There doesn't have to be any, and I agree. Schools do not need. I mean, public schools shouldn't exist in the first place. But schools should not be violent, be it mentally or physically. They should not be traumatic places in the first place. I think there is a concerted effort, at least in this country, to keep them from being that, but they're not putting anything in place. They're not putting in, they're just like stopping and they can't handle. And, and so now it's so drastic that they're calling the police.
So you think the teachers aren't really given any alternatives in their training to like things? They're just told like, well, you can't use this method to kind of try to attempt to bring some order into your classroom. And so, just figure something out, but they're not really given any tools.
Yeah, I think in general. Now, this isn't the case always, because there's cases where teachers aren't letting kids go to the bathroom. We've talked about that, mm-hmm. but I think by and large, I think this is occurring, and they just don't know what to do about it.
I think that this sounds like it's a problem up and down the line. It sounds like a leadership problem from the top, and then. If I was this kindergarten teacher, and I'm glad I'm not, and this situation rose up, I don't think I would tell the administration that this child, the white and red were showing through on their color-markered tennis shoes, because I would know what was going to happen at some point. Unless this is the first time this teacher has ever had any kind of disciplinary issue with her class at all, which seems unlikely, now that we're in January of the year and classes started September or August, it seems unlikely that's the case. Maybe this has just become normalized, this kind of behavior. I don't know. I mean,
I guess
to me,
maybe,
it's sad.
Yeah, I feel sad when I hear about it too. I guess maybe. In a system where, like, people take it for granted that the rules are you have to show up at a certain time, and it's usually real early in the morning, whether you want to or not. You have to ask to go to the bathroom. You have to focus your attention on the blackboard, no matter how boring it is, and you have to change your attire. You have to wear a certain uniform. Like, when those are the ground rules, when that's sort of, like, where the paradigm is at, I guess you could say, maybe it matches up with that paradigm to be calling the police when somebody doesn't wear their shoes. I don't think it's the ideal environment that I would want to be in if I were a kid, right? I would probably want to go to a school like the Sudbury School or the Summer Hill School, where, you can look up information about those, but they had, kids of different ages learning from one another, and no tests, no, like, punishments, and it wasn't like a kind of militaristic environment like most of the schools are now today.
I don't think anybody within the military would put up with this. I mean, this is just insane.
Well, I don't know. It sounds kind of military.
Yeah,
if your shoes weren't shined right, you were in trouble in the military.
Is that the thing that someone as a parent, or you listening as a parent, is that the thing that you care about impressing upon your children, like your shoes must be the right color, or else there will be these dire consequences of being dragged out of the classroom by police? I don't know. I mean, I'd rather have, if I were a parent, which I'm not, but I was a child once, right? I would like to be treated in a certain way. So, like, I would rather teach my child, like, how to be happy and how to find out what they like to do and follow their passions, and not that it's so important to have the right color shoes that we're going to, like, slam you with this punishment if you don't.
I realize that not every family is my family, and not every child is my child. But my experience with my son has been that he wants nothing more than to learn. That's what he wants. And
kids are like sponges. They just absorb all this information.
He wants to learn really, really badly. And he wants to learn about the things he wants to learn at that time. And that I kind of feel like what, because inevitably it seems like kids don't like school. At some point or another, somewhere between 6th grade and 10th grade, they manage, something happens, and then they finally manage to get them, and it's like, oh, God, I don't want to go. They've been inculcated with this the whole idea that ignorance is a good thing.
But they probably could like learning, though. I mean, let's look at why that
right,
might
that's,
be.
That's the point I'm trying to make here, mm-hmm. is that it's, you know,
they
kids
might
like to learn.
They don't like school. Yeah.
What's going on here? Maybe school isn't having, maybe they're not learning the things they want to learn.
Maybe school is not about learning. Maybe it's more about obedience.
It seems
quite
like
frankly.
They spend a lot
of time.
Not
all this kid's learning. He's learning that not only do I have to act right, I have to dress right. No.
Yeah.
And that's insane. I mean, talk about taking away one of the most basic of freedoms in, you know, dress how you dress.
If you're interested in issues of freedoms, you know, and how they relate to school and childhood and so forth, School Sucks Podcast is a show that I would recommend checking out if you like audio content and you're interested in the topic of school in general. School Sucks.
Yeah, it's a great show. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
They certainly have a lot more experience in the realm of education.
The name is meant as in school can suck the creativity, suck the curiosity out of people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it's a play off of that popular phrase, right? Like, who didn't say that when they were in school? Oh, school sucks, you know. But it's kind of meant to grab people's attention, but it's very, very in depth on that issue.
Yeah, I kind of feel like the regimentation of school somewhere along the line makes it so that kids just don't have it for learning anymore. When you're spoon fed, you have the option. You know, when you're out there trying to get the things that you want to learn, you're responsible for your own education. When you're sitting there and somebody's handing you education, then at some point or another, you're liable to get bitter about it, I don't need to do this. You're not responsible. You're no longer responsible for your own education. And I think it's sad, but school to some extent has become this kind of welfare babysitting situation.
I know that as an adult, you know, I am learning all the time about things that I'm interested in learning about or that I need to know for something that I want to do, and nobody's giving me a class or a seminar or a lecture. I'm seeking that knowledge out on the internet on my own. And that's the great power of the internet, is that it you don't have to go to a library anymore. You don't have to find the right book. It's right there at your fingertips, and you can know pretty much anything you want to know, often for free.
Yeah. I mean, really, Wikipedia says your school is meaningless.
That's...
To some extent, it's true.
Yeah.
Tell us how the internet has set you free, what you think of school, or anything else you want to bring up. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is coming up, and you can call us at 855-450-FREE on Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Love hardwood? Get it for up to 59% less at Lumber Liquidators Hardwood Flooring Sale. Bellawood Prefinished Brazilian Hardwood is up to 47% less. Prefinished Birch, just $169 a square foot. Our best laminates are 20% off our already incredibly low prices. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't miss out. These unheard-of deals are available only while supplies last. Hardwood Flooring Sale is going on now, so visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.